wgallery.com for details on current and upcoming shows, and stop by the gallery on Points Avenue right next to the Wareham.
Good Wednesday morning. Welcome back to In Focus right here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and I'm here with USD 383 School Board President Daryl Eady and Superintendent Marvin Wade. A little bit later in the program, we'll have Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins will call in and give us some cold weather safety tips. And gentlemen, before we get going, I do want to commend you guys for coming on and talking with us and having that conversation with the public. This is kind of a rare thing that we have, and I think something the community treasures is having this opportunity to speak with school board members, come on radio and talk with us and elected officials and local leaders. A lot of communities in the state don't have that sort of access and that back and forth. So thanks for always wanting to come on and talk with us and talk about some difficult things from time to time.
Thanks for that. For that acknowledgement and for the opportunity for us to be able to speak to things. And we share the frustration of other people that sometimes we know things that other people don't know, and we would like to be able to share that information. We've had these conversations before. I think every board member has had this conversation with somebody in the community at probably more than one time, that we know things they don't know. It can be good. It can be bad. We just can't share it, and it's frustrating to us. And about the best we can say is for people to watch and see if anything changes as the result of what we do. And if things don't change, then that's an indication we didn't do enough, if anything.
Well, you know, as a board member, I appreciate being able to come on and let people know. We like to be, you know, as open and honest to everybody as we can, and to tell, you know, everybody with who can what's going on. You know, might give a shout out to our spouses who really know we know a lot of stuff and can't say anything even to them, you know, so it makes it pretty frustrating sometimes around the house. So give a shout out to all of our spouses out there too.
And I would hope that people, I would hope that people would not gravitate toward the worst either in situations. Sometimes that occurs. It's almost like people, it almost seems like people want to believe the worst in every situation, and encourage people not to go that direction. To try to, you know, don't be naive, but be open and objective to both sides of issues, if at all possible.
But again, do want to commend you, gentlemen, for always coming on. Not only do a lot of communities not have a station like News Radio KMAN that allows that back and forth, but they probably don't have a superintendent or school board members that would even be willing to come on and answer questions like this on live radio, and it's not easy. So again, thank you for always coming on and doing that for us. Going back to the agenda, back to the school board meeting tonight, there's a lot of other things you guys wanted to go over.
I can go over the donation list. Always
got to get that in.
Yeah, great opportunity for us. $500 cash donation from Bill and Irma Riley Family Foundation to USD 383 for the Fit Closet Supplies, which there's always a need there. $500 cash donation from Howie's Enterprises to Manhattan High School for basketball supplies. $1,000 cash grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas Foundation to Northview Elementary for fitness equipment. And $1,000 cash grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas Foundation to Theodore Roosevelt Elementary for student enrichment. So that's a total of $3,000 in donations and grants this month. So, you know, thank you to them and for everybody who's made contributions in the past.
And I get to give the bad part of the announcements. Tomorrow, Thursday, January 4th, is back to school, everybody. We have to wake up early and go on, get into classes and everything else again. Sorry for that, but it is that time. There are a lot of winter sports at the Manhattan High School, Anthony Middle School, and Eisenhower Middle School are underway. Please come out and watch our athletes. It is a great time and a very inexpensive entertainment time. And they are some good kids there doing some great jobs. So it's fun.
How are the teams doing so far?
You know, I haven't seen any updates.
Still early.
Still kind of early. I've heard some good wins, some bad, you know, losses, but I've heard they've really had some good times. There also will be no school for all USD 383 and all offices closed on Monday, January 15th for the pre-mention in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Day.
I might add, too, with school starting back up again tomorrow, we talked about the weather earlier that
right. It,
I don't know, you know, not a heat wave, but it's warmer than it has been. But it's still, I looked at the forecast, I think it's 9 or 10 degrees tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Still got the winds. You know, it's going to be cold, so people need to dress accordingly and think about, you know, if they're waiting for a bus, it may not be there right at the exact time. So dress appropriate for the weather, and it's cold.
You know, and with that, Marvin, might be a good opportunity to kind of remind folks about the snow protocol and the sort of weather protocol that you need to heed in the winter and what that process is like.
And part of it, you know, dressing appropriately, of course. We get out early when there is snow or ice and check the weather. There's a team of us that get out early, check the conditions throughout our area, and then meet up early in the morning so we can make a decision by about 6 o'clock about what's appropriate action for us that day for school. And we haven't had to deal with that very little in the time I've been here, but it is something we take seriously. And I'd want the listeners to know that they know their circumstances better than we do in terms of their family needs, where they live, that we make a decision for the entire school district. But that they, if they feel it is not safe for their family, for their situation, they have that right to make that decision, that we don't want to try to overrule them in what they think is safe for their family.
And no easy task. Winter weather is always the hardest to predict. If you're looking at snow and ice, that's always extremely
hard
to predict.
It is. Yeah, we look at what was forecast, what's it doing in other communities, is it turning out the way they forecast it would, or is it worse? Is it better? What's the timing like? When's it going to hit us? And is it a time where kids might be out on the road or not? Just a lot of different factors we take into consideration.
Brady Bowman here with USD 383 School Board President Daryl Eady and Superintendent Marvin Wade. That's who you just heard. And Daryl, one thing I wanted to mention, maybe go over it, I think you mentioned over break, was that the school board did get a little bit of an update on some of the situation at the state level and how those things are going. I think you mentioned bond issues especially was mentioned.
Oh, sure. We actually met with our legislators before the last meeting, and some of the discussion that came up, you know, we're looking at possible expansion of our schools because we have some overcrowding. We knew it was going to happen, you know, even when they were back in 2007, 2008 when the last bond issue came out. So, you know, we're in that process and looking at things. Well, in the meantime, last year when I think it was Senate Bill 19 got passed, there was actually a cap statewide on how much of bond issues you can actually have. And so we're having to deal with that right now, looking at, you know, if there are how much of a bond we could actually throw out there. And, you know, of course, having to look at our needs and what we can put in that capital outlay, pay for it now, you know, and take care of our schools, of course, because that's what we primarily want to do, is take care of our schools. But also, you know, we're busing like 500 kids from the other side of Tuttle Creek Boulevard and onto the main side. Is there something we can do with that? We've got, you know, fourth and fifth grade classrooms that are just cram-packed. And something that's very unusual right now is that our military count is actually down over the last couple of years, but our school count is still much higher. We're like 84 students, I think, higher this year than mm-hmm. we even anticipated. And so those are great things for the community. That means there's more patrons in the community, more housing, more you know, business opportunities, things coming on. That's great. But it also means that our schools are going to be cram-packed.
And this is really where the growth and talk of that growth in Manhattan that we've been talking about for the past years is we're seeing this in reality. It's more than just, hey, it's just people saying, hey, the town's growing. We're seeing it. We're seeing it in statistics.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We're seeing it in the numbers in the schools and everything. You know, residential housing is starting to grow again. You know, the thing we have to look at is InBath right now has over 800 employees here in construction mode building things up. Well, that's going to be larger than the actual InBath employees. But when they're done, they're going to be bringing in more businesses. So that means there's going to be more businesses for that. Probably a lot of that in the 24 corridor. Well, USD 383 goes quite a ways out on 24. So we have a lot out that direction. The school district actually has a very large land mass. We're still on the other side of I-70, you know, clear up Tuttle Creek Lake, all over, clear out by Harvest Road, I think, or Flush Road, I think it is about the end of ours on that side. And yet Colbert Hills is split in half between us and the Riley School District.
And we're continuing to look at the facilities issue. I know you were there the last meeting when we were talking about the facilities report, and we have a work session January 17th. It starts at 5:15 before our regular board meeting to look at the facilities again. So we're moving forward with it. We need to make some decisions about what we're going to do, and we're going down that path.
And it's really interesting. When I was at that last school board meeting, and obviously there was a lot of folks there, mainly on the football issue, but I thought it was good that there were so many people there. Yes, they were maybe there for a different issue, but it was probably very good for that many people that you probably don't see at a school board meeting too often to see a lot of that other information. And I think there was a lot of facility studies and graphs and charts that were shown in that meeting.
Yeah, and that was beneficial to the community at large, because we do need to get that information out to people, let them know what's happening, what's transpiring in the district as a whole. And again, you know, we knew a lot of the people there were there in support of the coach and other things. That's great. We appreciate that. But, you know, it was great to also give them the information that was going forward and that they needed to know.
All right, let's go ahead and I think we'll take another quick break, and we'll come back, maybe have some closing thoughts, and we'll come back and talk more USD 383 right here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source. Your appliance.